Retrouvez toutes les émissions sur franca-on-air.fr.
You're listening to only the best internet radio station in the world. No, the universe.
Welcome today on the Wednesday, February 4. I'm Leo and I'm with Serkan to make you spend an excellent day.
Immediately, we go into sport with Romain, Hugo and Roman, who will tell you about the Clásico between Real Madrid and Barcelona and the scandal that took place during the Hoffenheim match against Bayern Munich.
In the sports subject, we will present to you the result of the match between Liverpool and Watford.
Liverpool lost the match with 3 goals of Watford, so it's the end of its victory streak. Then, in Champions League, Manchester City win against the Real Madrid with a score of 2-1.
Now in Lowe's, Tyson Fury defended the easy raids Dante Wilder.
And it's Lou and Maëlys who go on the cinema with the most unrated film and this year's and the new actor who will breathe new life into the cinema world.
The 25th on March, Disney will bring the live action of Mulan, so question arises, money or show?
Because since the success of Beauty and the Beast, The Lion King, and even more Disney, change the live action always in order to make more money. Since there are films that bring a lot of money, they take advantage of this situation. After Top Gun 2, the so long awaited film by people after 40, will bring this summer for 26th of June. Now, let's talk about the most promising actor of the generation, Timothée Chalamet.
He was discovered in Call Me By Your Name 2-3 years ago, and thanks to his actor play, he impresses everybody and he became the Leonardo DiCaprio in modern times.
He is also on the bill of two great movies long awaited for the end of the year, The French Dispatch and Dune.
To finish, in interview, Courteney Cox revealed Timothée Chalamet will be the perfect to play Joe Tribbiani in the possibly reboot of Friends.
Paul and Aurore will talk to you about the current event with the coronavirus, which is at the heart of the conversations of the population.
Coronavirus, 6 deaths in US, cause report in Florida, New York and Georgia.
Since 21st January, health officials have identified nearly 1,000 cases of coronavirus in the United States. U.S. every official of have identified and tested 43 cases of coronavirus as of 2nd March. An addiction 48 cases were found among people who went back to the U.S. on flying carrier by the U.S. State Department, including those who were aboard the Diamond Princess cruise ship, according to the U.S. Center of Disease Control and Prevention.
Experts agree they have a great deal to learn, but for Factor Lee Kelly, play some rule, how close you get, how long you are near the person, whether that person project viral droplets on you and how much you touch your face or through your age and health as major factor. The coronavirus has infected people in a last 60 country outbreak, strictest single areas and testing in quarantined.
The epidemic continued to expand rapidly, worldwide, dropping 900 cases and 300 dead. U.S. officials say virus testing kits will soon become widely available.
Children are less affected by the disease because the immunity system is more efficacious.
Little tour of the weather with Manon and Maëlys.
Today, an important the sky stays cloudy. In the morning, the sky is very cloudy. It's 6 Celsius degrees.
Afternoon, the weather is good with 12 Celsius degrees, but the sky is still cloudy. And finally, on evening, there is cloudy sky again.
According to 32 students, only 38% are for Brexit. Enzo and Jeremy, could you explain this choice to us?
There are 9 students for the Brexit and 15 against.
And 24 students, 62% of student class is against because travel in England will be more expensive and very limited. And there will be a lot of employment, so economic problem.
38% or 4, one argument, independence is possible because trade is not vital.
Brexit and also at the heart of political discussion in the European Union, and it is Alexi and Kilian who will Englishton use on the subject.
So, a discussion took place this Monday, 2nd March 2020, between Michael Gove, the minister responsible to implement the Brexit, and European Union. The Great Britain disagrees with commercial conditions of European Union, so London threatens to exit the negotiation table if they don't find any agreement on conditions until the 31st of December 2020.
I'm going to talk about Pete Buttigieg. The American politic man Pete Buttigieg presents himself for the next president's election of America, but he gave up his candidacy because he thinks the best way of together against Donald Trump is to give up and help their political party and their country. That's why he gave up this 1st March 2020.
What does your astrological sign say on Wednesday, February 4?
Cancer, your positivity and your ideas will do good to around you. It's a good day to revert your inner strained feelings. You learn from your mistake and your situation improve day by day.
Aries, your confidence and your courage are getting better and now you are able to do a project that is close to your heart. A delicate and affective day to your emotions. Don't be sad about saving money. It will be useful and you will not regret it.
Sagittarius, pretty gloomy and difficult day. Stay alone and rest and don't on one's luck.
Pisces, a good day to improve your relationships with others. Stay alert to the news you receive. Despite some complications, there will be cash inflow. Gemini, understanding your emotion will make you gain confidence. You would have the opportunity to conquer new space. Despite the stillness, don't get frustrated and adapt you to the atmosphere.
Scorpio, it's the positive day and sincerely love you, don't doubt, and you will pay all your debts.
Aquarius, you support people around you and have a lot of imagination today. You are lucky and have no problems with money. In love, your emotions are delicate, but today it's gonna be easier.
Libra, your morale will go down. Renovate love and romance, and you are going to be a winner.
Taurus, you solve ongoing problems and make fair and healthy decisions for the future. This day will surprise you with the best in love. This period is favorable to cash inflows.
Virgo, your organization and your effort will end up into interesting projects. Your intuition will guide you to improve your emotional relationship. This day will be favorable for you. It's moment to go on.
Leo, you have to find a way out to your problems and to satisfy everybody. You have multiple opportunities to please and meet people or consolidate your friendships. Today, you can receive a lot of money.
Capricorn, a perfect day. You will feel very loved and you're going to be stubborn, no much things to pay.
Drake's news music, When to Say When, and Chicago Freestyle is coming now with Lucien, Evan and Alex.
Good morning all. In this first Sunday of March, the artist Drake decide to release not one but two singles without warning anybody. Yes, in fact, the rapper made his fans unhappy and smiling by his song and his lyrics.
The two songs are respectively named When to Say When and Chicago Freestyle, which are talking about love. Those two new singles will not be in his next album, so we can see it like a bonus track. Then, to conclude this section, we will talk about the posthumous album of Mac Miller, Circles, which is republished.
One of the projects of Mac Miller before his death was to create a new album following from his previous album, Swimming. His wish will be respected and this republication of this album will be released.
And for the end of this program, a little quiz is offered to you by Jules, Thomas and Raphael.
Which object does the Statue of Liberty hold in its left hand? A torch, a parchment, a book, or an iPhone?
An iPhone?
Yeah, no, that's a joke. It's a book.
How old is Elizabeth II? 93.
Question 3. How many Big Macs are sold in the world every year? 2 billion, 4, 300 million, or 900 million?
4 billion?
No, 900 billion. What is the highest of the tallest person in the world? 2 meter 51, 3 meter 25, 2 meter 28, or 1 meter 38?
2 meter 25?
No, 2 meter 51.
Retrouvez toutes les émissions sur franca-on-r.fr.